Everything that we're going to teach you in the next 2 days is essentially relationship building techniques. Everything that you do in marketing is ultimately building relationships, whether it's creating joint venture opportunities, whether it's creating relationships with the media, creating relationships with bookstores, creating relationships with your distributor, creating a relationship with your publisher, whatever it is. Every step that you take in marketing is ultimately creating relationships, and that means making friends. And your job as a marketer is ultimately to make friends, because that's how you create word of mouth. That's how you create advocates for your book. Your job is to create advocates, fans for your books, for what you do. And that means creating friends. So I know the people that operate every small publishing association in the country, because those are part of my market. So in their newsletters, they will write about me. They will invite me to come and speak. They will talk to their membership about me. They will buy my book for their membership, etc., etc. I know a lot of the book printers because they buy my book to give to people. I know a lot of the book publicists because they recommend my books to their people. I know a lot of agents. The agents recommend my book to their clients, etc., etc. It's all a matter of building relationships. Your first job, I think, as a book author is to create relationships with the top people in your particular field. And that means creating relationships with the opinion leaders, those people who have already written best-selling books in the field. Hopefully you're going to get testimonials for your book from them. Hopefully the media that cover your particular subject are going to become your best friends. Hopefully the people that operate the major websites for your area will become your friends. You want to know? I was going to save this till later, but I'll tell it to you now. This is one of the best ways to create friends that I've ever known. And to create a relationship with somebody to start off. And that's to interview them for an internet radio show or a teleseminar. If you want to create a relationship with a key reporter or editor, say at your book is a cookbook. Let's say you want to go to Food and Wine magazine. Call out the editor and say, that yours is a cookbook, right? That book there? Isn't that? Oh, it's just a journal. Okay. Well, let's say it was a cookbook and you wanted to get the Food and Wine editor. Call her up and ask her, would you appear on my internet radio show? Or would you appear on the teleseminar that I'm doing next week? You don't have to tell her what the audience is. You just have to invite her to do the teleseminar. And, you know, there's this great service now on the internet called instantteleseminar.com, which for $47 a month, you can do unlimited teleseminars. And you can have up to 2,200 people, 2,000 on the web, 200 on phone calls, and unlimited. I mean, you can do, you know, somebody said, oh, how many teleseminars can you do a month? And I said, 250. You know, I was doing a teleseminar on how to do teleseminars, and I said, this is a great service. You can do unlimited. That means unlimited. And that means anytime you want to interview anybody, you can invite them to do a teleseminar. And even if they're the only other person on the line, you can be doing a teleseminar. InstantTeleseminar.com. And actually, there's a handout here that I'll get out to everybody that has my affiliate link. If you want to sign up with them, you know, use my affiliate link because that will help me. There's also a lot of other resources on there, a lot of other links that I might mention later, or I might not, but they're useful. But they're a great service. They did have a glitch in the last teleseminar I did. For some reason, my part of the webinar went down. But I could still talk to people on the phone, and everybody could still listen to me, but I could not get the questions over the internet. I have to talk to them about that. I think it was a glitch on my part, but I couldn't get back on until the end of the teleseminar. But I could still talk to people, and I could still take questions online. But it's a great service, and it's a great way, especially if you want to do teleseminars, because before that, it was costing me $60 to do one teleseminar and have it recorded. This way, I can do a teleseminar, a two-hour teleseminar, have it recorded, and if I go over 2 hours, I just click a button and add 15 more minutes. Click a button and add 15 more minutes. I can go on forever. So, you know, it could be an unlimited teleseminar. But you can set a teleseminar for a half hour, an hour, whatever. Now, if you're interviewing somebody for a teleseminar, like one of these media people, I would probably set it for 20 minutes or a half hour, you know, so that their time commitment's not too long. But what have you done when you invite them to do a teleseminar and you start to interview them? You have instantly created a relationship with them. Now, when you go to them later for a story that you have about your book or something like that, you have a relationship with them. They're going to recognize your name. They're going to go, oh, yeah, I love doing that teleseminar with you. You ask great questions. What's your book about? You have instantly created a relationship. You can do this with website owners. You can do this with major media. You can do this with opinion leaders that you want to get a testimonial for your book. So you can call up famous authors and invite them to a teleseminar. I guarantee you most of them will say yes. If you don't want to do a teleseminar and you want to do an internet radio show, then go to blogtalkradio.com. That's on that list also. Blog Talk Radio. It's free. It's a free service. You can pay if you don't want ads. But it's a very low-cost service. And you can do your own internet radio show. Again, it's recorded. It can be downloaded so that you can then... One of the things you're doing here is not only are you creating relationships, but you're creating product. You could take that teleseminar and then sell it for $10, $20, $30, $40. Or you could do a series of teleseminars or internet radio shows and sell them on CD or CD as a collection for anywhere from $100 to $200 to $300, all up to $1,000 or so. You can start to create product. So you don't have to write a book in order to have product to sell.